Live from Rudy's Barbecue on Highway 59 at 99 in Richmond, Texas. It's Longhorns Coach Speak with George Ranch High School's head football coach, Nick Cavallo, on GRHS iRadio. The 2021 George Ranch Longhorns are competing in the hard-hitting 26A district again this football season and returning 9 starters and 20 lettermen to its squad. The Longhorns will face district foes from Fort Bend ISD, including Elkins, Travis, Austin, Ridgepoint, Bush, Clements, and Dulles High Schools en route to winning the 26A District Championship, the UIL Playoffs, and bringing another state football crown back to the ranch. We're live from 6:30 to 7 tonight from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond along the Southwest Freeway just south of 99. So come on out, enjoy a great Rudy's Barbecue dine-in special, and listen to Coach Cavallo as he breaks down last week's Longhorns football game and gets us ready for George Ranch's next game this season. Without further ado, let's head out to Rudy's Barbecue and join Tom Tirando, head coach Nick Cavallo, and the rest of the crew for tonight's Longhorns Coach Speak on GRHS iRadio. Take it away, guys.
All right. Thank you, Bob Riley, live from Rudy's Barbecue on 59, just south of 99 in Richmond. It's Longhorns Coach Speak with the Longhorns head football coach, Nick Cavallo. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando, and we welcome you into another edition of Longhorns Coach Speak for another week. We'll break down the game that the Longhorns had on Friday and get you ready for the homecoming game Thursday night at Trailer Stadium against Austin High School. You know, Rudy's has our dine-in special from 6 to 7 o'clock every Monday night in anticipation and during the show. Chopped beef sandwich, chips, and a drink for $5.49. And the show comes on at 6:30 and right on time with just seconds to spare with Coach Cavallo. How are you, Coach?
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you.
So on Friday night, the game opened on the Longhorns' first drive, which was moving along a couple plays behind you, and then an interception by Aaron Mendiola. He would again intercept at least one more on the next Longhorn drive, and they had four for the game. The last drive you had, it was an 83-yard drive. You were trying to go ahead 36-33, or at least 35-33 in the waning moments of the game. That pass was intercepted. Travis was all over the field defensively.
Yeah, they did a good job of disguising some things, some coverages, and getting a little bit of pressure in the backfield a little bit, maybe had to rush some throws and whatnot, and then making plays when they had the opportunity to.
George Ranch put 29 points on the board. It was tough getting going after two interceptions on the two opening drives, but George Ranch finally got on the board with a 38-yard pass by Murphy to Kyle Kaiser, making it 10-7. Travis had scored on a 27-yard TD pass and then a 32-yard field goal. What was the call with Kyle Kaiser?
One thing that they did a great job on early on and all night was they played a lot of different coverages and some things inside the box that they had not shown on film previous there. So once we were able to adjust and make some calls, kind of found where the weak spot was and kind of leaving us with some single coverages on the perimeter and stuff, and we were able to capitalize with that. And then as you see, as we went on into the game, again, having a big night on the air, kind of taking advantage of what they were doing and using it to our advantage.
All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have the radio replay of that pass to Kyle Kaiser and get your commentary a little further. You're listening to live Longhorns Coach Speak on GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at Rudy's Barbecue, we're with Coach Nick Cavallo. The Longhorns are working on preparation for the homecoming game with Austin High Friday night. Dropped a 33-29 decision to the Travis Tigers, and we talked about that 38-yard pass play from Murphy to Kaiser. Let's listen to that one. All right, back to pass. He is Murphy downfield. It is caught. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
What a catch there by Kyle Kaiser. Murphy did a great job. He actually had about 15 yards when he stepped up in the pocket and it opened up. But what touch on the, as he was slightly moving forward there, what touch by Murphy. Good comeback after a rough first quarter. Really good job by Kaiser, who was met immediately and had to fight for that ball as he went to the ground and definitely rolled over and came up with it.
Kick is good, and the Longhorns are on the board. It's 10-7. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity football on GRHS iRadio. All right, as the man said there, it was 10-7 Longhorns after Travis had scored on a touchdown and a 32-yard field goal, and that's the way the half ended, 10-7. The Longhorns had an opportunity on a 31-yard field goal attempt, which you guys tried in the waning seconds of the second quarter, but that was a little bit wide left for Michelle.
Yeah, we kind of had it right down there at the half, had a chance to move the ball a little bit, had a chance to put it in the end zone a couple times, and got down there, couldn't convert, and then lined up for a field goal. Again, feel confident with both of our kickers, and just missed it.
On that touchdown pass to Kaiser, we commented later that wasn't on that replay that Cole Murphy did a nice job putting enough air under that ball and really getting it out there for Kaiser to pull in.
Yeah, definitely. Both Kyle and Caleb, both are 6'3", 6'4", receivers. And, you know, Cole does a good job of putting it where they can only get it. And I think, as they say it on there, he had to kind of contend and wrestle it away from them. And went and got it. So, you know, pleased that he's doing that and he continues to do that.
All right, the second half starts with the Longhorns getting the football, and that series was a rather ugly series. The Longhorns got out from under that, punted the ball away, and then Travis started a drive that ended up scoring on a one-yard TD run by their quarterback, Juku. Let's listen to that one. Tigers moving quickly, right under center. Juku puts his head down, follows his lineman. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Travis Tigers. Back to pass is Murphy. Looking down the middle of the field. So we'll get to that one in a second. That was a another touchdown that Cole Murphy threw. Going back to that drive that the Tigers had, they bit off a huge chunk a couple times in that drive, which allowed Juku to get down close to the end zone and then just ram it in.
Yeah, he said this before kind of in the pregame, and we knew this all week there. Juku is a very elusive, athletic quarterback, and we had a hard time getting him down on some key crucial moments down there, and he was able to extend some third down drives and a couple even on that drive that put him in that position. I think we might have had a third and seven during that drive that he was able to extend it, and then they went down and score. So, you know, that drive, and then really as we'll go through, you'll see throughout the night, that was our Achilles heel on defense, was just not being able to get off the field on third and fourth down. You know, we'd get them down long down in distances where you would think that's the advantage you want, that's what we're trying to do, and he would just be able to keep a play alive a second or so longer and capitalize.
All right, so that one-yard punch by Juku made it 17-7. Tigers. In the next drive, the Longhorns put together a 75-yard drive in four plays, but the big one was a 53-yard pass play by Murphy to Wilson.
Back to pass is Murphy looking down the middle of the field. It is caught inside the 20, 15, 10. That's Wilson. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
And just like that, welcome back, Longhorns. You saw them starting to put Wilson in motion. Part of that, what they're doing is just to check out the coverages. And this time they put him back in motion the other way, cut back all the way across the field. And good throw by Cole Murphy there again. Hit him in stride. And Wilson did a lot of running on that, but he'll take it for the six.
Once again, a nice pass down the center of the field, as we described. And Wilson took that one in stride and just into the end zone.
Yeah, definitely. We had a good protection up front by the offensive line, was able to get him a little time. And, you know, that's the big thing on some of those down the field throws. It takes a little time to develop. We had some good protection. He was able to hit him in stride. And JoJo does a great job of, once the ball's in his hand, making things happen after the catch.
So the Longhorns, on the ensuing series by the Travis Tigers, they get a turnover of their own. Big David Walker pounced on a ball that was on the field, so it's back to the Longhorns, and they got it in a great field position. You guys were at the Travis 39 on that one.
Yeah, we ran a stunt with the defensive line, and Matthew Lampert was able to get his paw in there and punch it out, and you know, David Walker was running to the football like we do and was able to get on it. So it was a big momentum change right there and get the ball back in for our offense in great field position and allow them to go to work.
All right. That was a 39-yard drive on just two plays. The last 7 yards sounded like this.
Drew Syke in motion now takes his position at tight end. Ivan Drinkard on the far side. Cuts in. Touchdown, George Ranch High School.
Wow, we said welcome back on that 20-yard run there before, but definitely Drinkard looks like a man possessed this half here, Tom. He's getting out. He's seeing the holes a little bit more, and he's never been afraid of contact, but here he didn't have to worry about it. He's not fighting just to get to the line of scrimmage. Really good job by the Longhorn offensive line up front. I counted two different holes to the end zone there he could have picked.
So the score starts to seesaw there. The Longhorns went ahead 21-17. Tigers score on the ensuing drive. It's 28-21. And the Longhorns, again, are able to score on a long pass play.
Murphy looking a lot more comfortable here in the second half.
Murphy back to pass. Down the far near side, rather. It is caught. And... Yep. It's a touchdown, George Ranch High School. Reception made by Caleb Kaiser.
Really good throw by Murphy. It was Kaiser or nobody, and he did an even better job of turning around to face the ball, because if he continues running and trying to catch over his shoulder, that's not going to be a touchdown, Tom. But he turned around and made sure he caught that one in the breadbasket and got both feet down, actually. That's a touchdown in the pros.
As you notice, we had to wait a little bit on the signal because Kaiser was in a small sliver of the end zone going down the near side.
Yeah, definitely. He was down there. And, once again, Cole put it up top for the big 6'4 frame, and he was able to come away with it, get his feet in bounds, hold on to it all the way down, and get us another score.
So the Longhorns are moving the football down the field and trading touchdowns in the latter part of the third quarter into the fourth quarter. Longhorns are leading now after that Caleb Kaiser touchdown, 29-23. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk about the balance of the game. You're listening to live Longhorns Coach Speak from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond. We'll be right back.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
All right, back at Rudy's Barbecue, we're talking about the Longhorns game at Hall Stadium from last Friday. Longhorns drop a 33-29 decision to the Travis Tigers. It was the Tigers' homecoming night that evening at Hall Stadium. So, Coach, the score is 29-23. Longhorns are back on top as we seesaw along in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. Tigers score on their next drive on a 36-yard pass from Anthony Joku to Robert Sims, and it's 30-29. Longhorns get the ball back, but yet another interception by the Tigers.
Yeah, so they, again, on that drive there that they scored to go ahead, again, we talked about a little bit earlier, kind of the Achilles heel of the defense Friday night. You know, we did a good job, I thought, corralling them there, getting to third and long, stopped them there, and then it's fourth and nine, and they had a chance to make a play, and they made a play, you know, that went ahead and go ahead up and take the lead there. And then, you know, we kind of went down the next series. I think we had a turnover. Thought the defense did a good job responding and holding them to a field goal to give us a chance. To go down and have a chance to win the game and whatnot.
Yeah, the Tigers posted a field goal, a 26-yard field goal by Antonio Rubio. That was his second of the night. He had a 32-yarder in the first quarter. So now it's 33-29, and the Longhorns get the ball at the 17-yard line and really put together a nice drive. He had about 10 plays there as you're moving, trying to go ahead in the football game with a score late in the fourth quarter. And that is when we talk about that interception by Israel Akinlabi, and that salted the things away for Travis. What kind of pass play were you guys working on there when Akinlabi stepped in front of that route?
You know, we were trying to get a couple things. We had a time, you know, as you take that whole drive down, we had the two timeouts left and kind of hold them as long as we can and went down there and was able to get some plays. I think we had a long play, able to call one and then kind of tried to hold that last one there. We had a couple chances we felt, you know, there before that interception there of trying to just put it up and let our guys go get it. I think one of them kind of the defender made a great play and tipped it away. Another one, I think it was right there, borderline inbounds, out of bounds. And then so we're just trying to make a play, Cole scrambling and receivers just trying to get open and trying to make a play there at the end. And like I said, unfortunately, they didn't. They were at Travis stepped in and made a play to end the game.
Yeah, you're right, of course. On the ninth play of that drive, there was a 32-yard big chunk pickup by the Longhorns, which really moved things down to the 16, and then a 1-yard pickup, and that interception that one of the Tigers just got a hand on to knock away, and then the last play of the fourth quarter in the game for George Ranch was that interception we've talked about. When you went into the locker room at halftime, after seeing how their defense was lining up and how they were playing and ball hawking like they were, what did you tell your guys? What did you expect would happen in the third and fourth quarter?
Well, we just had, you know, we knew we had to make an adjustment. Like I said, you know, if you saw early on there, when we figured out exactly what they were doing, was able to make a few adjustments, got that score late there, had another opportunity a little late there where we didn't capitalize on the field goal but was moving the ball in the second quarter. So we just, you know, looked at, okay, we understand what they're trying to do to us. They're putting, you know, an extra monster backer, so to speak, at 7 yards in the box and really just trying to shadow the running back and shut down the running game and playing the outside linebackers a little different there, taking some things away. So, you know, we knew some adjustments on running to the perimeter and doing some different things in the passing game would work. And then once we were able to get some of those things, you know, some other things opened up. Also, as you look at it, too, one thing that they, you know, looked like from their game plan, they were going to limit JoJo. And so if you look through, he still had a good game. But if you look on early on, they were kind of doing some thing, double coverage and bracketing him, that allowed us to get the Kaisers and some of the other guys going. And once they started going, they had to change some things there. And that's where you see JoJo was able to do, able to get some more touches and some more opportunities, and we're able to move the ball more. So, you know, just making some minor adjustments to how they were playing us with that extra back or safety in the box, and then how they were playing their outside backers and how they were kind of overloading to where JoJo was, and then trying to distribute and run our offense.
And, you know, the distribution from Cole Murphy to the Kaisers and to Wilson obviously was successful. Big chunk TD passes, 38 yards, 53 yards, 25 yards. So those things were working well, and you were exploiting their defense there. The ground game was working for you, but only one score on the ground for you guys.
Yeah. And again, the credit to Travis and what they tried to do. You know, so we had to kind of change some things up and not change some things up, but use some other things in the game plan because we weren't having some success on some of those other running plays that we were trying to run.
Okay, we will take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk about the Longhorns' next opponent. That's Austin High School. It's homecoming for George Ranch. That'll be a Thursday night game at 7 o'clock at Trailer Stadium. We'll be right back to talk about that one.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Summer is barbecue time. Rudy's Barbecue. Time for our slow-smoked brisket, sausage, or ribs. For 25 years, Rudy's has been the official barbecue of summer. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
All right, back at Rudy's Barbecue, wrapping up another edition of Longhorns Coach Speak with Nick Cavallo. I'm Tom Tarando. And, Coach, Thursday night, a quick turnaround for you guys. Thursday night, it's homecoming night. You have the Austin Bulldogs coming in.
Yeah, definitely a quick turnaround. But as I was telling the coaches and the kids this afternoon, You know, anytime you play a game like we played, where it was back and forth, high emotions on both sides, and you know, there's sometimes that letdown, that drain afterwards. And I feel that the best thing is to have this quick turnaround. So, you know, we really hit it today with practice, had a good practice out there, and just locked in and focused back on Austin and winning another district ball game. So I think the short week will be good for us, and just excited to get back home in front of our home fans. It's homecoming night week this week, and just kind of enjoy all the moment, and then just focus on what we need to do to improve and get better.
Is it difficult to keep young men's focus when it's homecoming week, a lot of excitement all week at school, and then the game night? Is it hard for them to keep those in separate areas?
Yeah, I think it's a hard focus. Unfortunately, the world and society we live in now, there are just so many distractions for them. So, you know, I don't know if it's another added distraction, or is it just a normal week with the normal distractions that seems to be. So, you know, one thing I learned with that here in these last couple of years is there is a lot of things that our kids do extracurricular-wise, whether it's you know, more studying, Bible study, friend group. There's just a lot of things that they're involved in that pulls their attention away. So, you know, I think on one hand, you know, you always have those distractions. So we've gotten used to, you know, how we're corralling them back in, what we're doing in the couple hours of practice, the hours during the school day, the hours before school, and just kind of using those hours that we're locked in and we're focusing there, and then allowing them to have that time and allowing them to enjoy it and be, you know, a high school senior, junior, sophomore, and just enjoy it, because that's one thing. At the end of the day, the whole experience is what it's about, what high school football is about. So just trying to let them get that, but at the same time understand we're out there accomplish a goal and focus on that.
So looking at your opponent this weekend, the Austin Bulldogs, they've had a tough go of it. They were 0-3 in their preseason games, and then when district came along, they drew Ridgepoint first and then Travis, and they really had their lunch handed to them in both of those games. So they got a little extra purpose in their step, is to get on the board and try to get a win for their club.
Yeah, and they, you know, they had a tough early on going. They had some kids out too with some injuries, but they got some tough kids over there. They have a bye last week, so they've had 2 weeks to prepare. So you know, you got to be ready for anything when people have an extra week to prepare for you. You know, but we're just focusing on us and getting better offensively and defensively, just at the fundamentals, you know, catching and throwing the football, running the football, blocking, and then defensively tackling, just our coverages and just little things that we do all camp long, all season long, just kind of fine-tuning those things on a short week. You know, game plans don't get too complicated. Just very simplized down, kind of narrow it down, and just let the kids line up, play fast, and play football.
All right, specifically, what are keys to victory against the Bulldogs, one on offense and one on defense?
Well, offensively, again, we want to run the football. So we try to establish the run early and often. And then defensively, we have to go ahead and get off the field. You know, we did not get off the field on third down. So that's our big goal, is getting off the field on third down.
All right, homecoming game coming up on Thursday night, 7 o'clock at Trailer Stadium. Austin Bulldogs come into Trailer for that homecoming game. We'll be on the air at 6:45 p.m. on GRHS iRadio. Jason Ford, our sideline reporter, Keenan Vaughn, and myself will be calling that game. And then we'll be back here Monday night at Rudy's Barbecue for Longhorns Coach Speak for another week. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. We will see you then. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Longhorns Coach Speak with George Ranch High School's football coach, Nick Cavallo, live from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond, Texas. Join us each Monday night at 6:30 for Longhorns Coach Speak with Coach Cavallo and our GRHS iRadio crew. Or better yet, come on out to Rudy's. Enjoy their Longhorns Dine-In special and watch the show on site. GRHS iRadio is Lamar CISD's first and only campus radio station from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. So long, everybody.